Hi, my name is Varun Chandelya. I'm a program manager with the Windows UIs team. And today I want to talk to you about connected animations, making a new set of APIs to make it easy for you to transition users from one page to the other. And it's a connected experience. It's seamless for them. So let's dive in and see what do I mean by connected animations. And let's go and look at a demo called Photo Viewer. So what you're seeing on the screen is you're seeing a grid of photographs, and you can click the pictures and we'll take you to the next page. So let me do that. So when I do this, you know, I go to the next page. I don't know if what I clicked. I don't remember that as a user. When I go back, did I click the first picture or the second picture? I'm kind of lost in what's going on. Similarly, if I click the next one, the photo opens up, but I'm not very sure of what happened. Now, let's see if I've enabled the animations. Well, what happened is you'll see, the photograph, persisted as the new page came in. Let me do that again. Let me go back and let's talk about that experience for a second. So when I go back in, you see the picture went back to its place. So I know this is the picture that I clicked and what's my next action. So now I click the next one, the picture opens up and it goes to full screen as the app has defined. When I go back, it goes back. This is what we're calling as connected animations. And there's a new set of APIs that we've launched to help you with this scenario. Why and where would you use this? We want to use connected animations where, you want the user to be in the focus. Many times we find users, they're transitioning from one page to the other and the context is lost. They're not oriented. So if you have a lot of text on the page and images are flying from left to right, it's very hard to understand where do I start from, what should I start reading, what's my focus point. Where you want to make your application very fast and fluid and a delightful, seamless expression, transition for the users. How do you do this animation? Well, it's a simple three-step process. The first one is you identify the source and the destination element and you mark them. Once you mark those elements, you navigate the page. When you navigate the page and when the destination page is available, you kick off the animation. Once you kick off the animation, you will see this transition of the visual flying from one screen to the other. Now let's look back to our Photo Viewers app and see how did we make that happen. Let me go to Visual Studio. And what I have here is I have the code behind page for my master page, which is the grid page that I had. What I'm doing here is whenever my grid view item is getting clicked, I am looking for the image. If it's not null, let me uncomment this code for a second. Now what I'm doing is I'm looking for the image, which if it's not null, I'm calling this connected animation service, and I am calling this API of prepare animation, and I'm naming that as an image, and this is my UI element that I'm associating that with. So I'm preparing my application to start a connected animation. And then on the destination page, which is the stage page, what I'm saying is when the image has opened or when the image is available, then I'm going to start the animation using the same API, which is I want to do connected animations and I want to get the animation for the key that I've defined in the source page, and I'm going to start the animation with the destination element which it needs to land to. And the system will do all the mathematics of understanding how the image needs to, or how the visual needs to go from point A to point B, and will do the animation for you. Now, similarly, when you're going back, it's just the reverse scenario, which is you're saying, when I'm going back, I want to do the same thing, which is I want to prepare the element which needs to go back, and I'm going to key that on this page. And then on the receiving page, when the item is received, I want to start the animation, which is I want to do the same thing, which is when the image comes in, and this was the image was the UI element that we sent forward, and it will run the animation back and forth. You're basically doing the same thing in different directions, and the system will run the animation. But you would say, what about, you know, I want to do some custom motion, which is I want to have some effects, I want to, you know, animate some sort of clipping, I want to make it my own. If you want to do that, you know, we have a strategy on how you can make that happen. So let's go through that for a second. So knowing the page structure that we have for our applications, you have a frame, and that frame has a page which has, in this case, three elements. So let's say you have to move element number three to the new page. What you would do is you'll mark the element, and then you will parent that element to the frame. And once you've parented that element to the frame, you will navigate to the next page. Once the new page is available and you know the destination, you will run the animation and reparent the incoming element to its destination, and you will end. And similarly, when you're going back, you'll follow the same process. Let's look at an app called Space Knowledge and see what it does. If you look at Space Knowledge, it has, you know, a grid of visuals which have an alpha mask assigned to them so that, you know, they're looking as a circle. Now what I would do is I will click an item and it will, you know, the alpha mask will grow, and then you will see the image coming to the next screen. And then you can see, like, you know, the image is bigger and the effect is maintained throughout. You can also do a lot of animations on effects when you're transitioning out with the strategy. You can, you know, go back, go in, and you see a smooth transition. You can see, you know, you can look at the image bigger, and you can do a whole sort of other things with it. Let's go and look at the code and how this happened. Now, I have my main page, which is my grid view. What I do there is, on my item click event, what I'm doing is I'm calling this help navigate, which is essentially passing the parameters to the method. And when that happens, I have this helper class called continuity helper class. And what it takes is it's initializing the state. And let's go and take a look at that. Now, when you look at the initialized state, what it's initialized function, what it's doing is it's taking a UI element, it's taking a composition image. Composition image is a helper that we've created on our GitHub that you can download and use for loading images. And then, you know, it's the payload, which is the data that goes on to the next page. If you look at the code here, what we're doing is we're creating a sprite visual, and we're associating the size based on the image that is coming in. And then we're getting the transform. Now, this is the important part, which is I'm getting the universal coordinates for the element which needs to transition from point A to point B. The reason of doing this is, if you look at it, you have two pages which have to come to the screen, and they will live in different coordinate spaces. So you just cannot take coordinate space of A and then say make it live on B, because what you have to do is you need to take the element A coordinate space, and when page B lands, you want to make sure that the item remains at the same place so that it flies to its new location or animates to its new location. So what you do is you use the transform to visual from parent, and in this case, the parent is the frame. So essentially, we're asking for the universal coordinate to say, no matter what new page is going to come in, my element will stay still. And then I apply that offset to the visual so that it stays at the same place, and then I parent it to the frame. That's what we're doing as part of initialize. Now, once I've initialized, let's go back. Once I've initialized, I'm going to navigate to my details page. Let's go to details page. What I'm doing on the details page is, when the page is loaded, I'm essentially saying, start my animation. Let's go to the definition of start animations. What it's taking is, it's taking the UI element, composition image, a scroll viewer, and the animation target that the element needs to land. Now, as I talked about in the slides, you need to understand where you're going so that you can calculate how to run the animation from point A to point B. And then in this, you can also animate your effects, and you can do other things. As a reminder, this is not the implementation that you should use. This is just a strategy that you can implement to custom animate your page transitions or any transition that you want to have, which is you parent the item, you load the new page, and you run your animations. And if you look at here, we're doing the same thing, which is we are taking the element, and let me go to the bottom. I'm creating a bunch of batches to understand if my animations are finished or not. For scope batches, you should look at one of our talks, and you should also go to our GitHub and download a sample to understand how scope batches work. I'm creating a lot of animations, and then I am also fading in the element which is flying in so that you get this smooth effect of the item landing. As a call for action, follow us on Twitter. We have a good conversation on Twitter. Give us feedback. And then follow us on GitHub, where all of our samples are available for you to download, and give us feedback there. And we're always active. Thanks for watching, and enjoy your build.